You know, last week I was talking a bit about that portion in Luke, the fifth chapter, where Jesus goes out into a boat and he's preaching from the sea, and didn't quite get finished with my thought, so I'd like to try and wrap it up today if I could. In Luke 5 and in verse 4 of that chapter, Jesus commanded Simon Peter to do two things. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw. Jesus told Peter to launch out. And I thought about how he tells us to launch out. Launch out in our faith. You see, we're not to remain complacent babes once we're saved. That's not God's plan for us. Salvation is an absolute miracle. It's an absolute miracle of the grace of God. But we're not called to remain as a newborn babe once we're born again. The innumerable multitude that we read about in heaven, or in Revelation, in heaven, you know, I'm happy, I'm thrilled. But there's more. And we know this. We know that there's so much more. We're not just encouraged, but we're called. I would even say we're commanded to launch out into the deeper truths of Scripture, to study to show ourselves approved workmen who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, aren't we? That's who we are called to be. Our spiritual growth is a continual process. You can never exhaust the depths of Jesus' love. And you can never exhaust his word. We must have the deep and sincere desire and the courage. Sometimes it takes a little courage to launch out, doesn't it? To continue to learn the word of God. You know, in the natural, you look at a baby. You know, a baby, you know, starts with milk, and then he starts maybe with baby food. But as the baby matures, as their systems become more adapt, then they start feeding on stronger meat, right? We're the same way. There's no difference, really. We have a table, a feast, if you will, set before us that is so rich, it's so full, there's so much there. Why would we ever want to just stop at milk? You know, you might have heard this term. I heard it once years ago. I thought it was kind of funny. About people who are cafeteria Christians. You ever heard that term? You know, you've been to a cafeteria before. And you kind of look and you look around. There's a big spread. And you just pick out the things you think you like. You know. The things that are pleasing to your eye. And maybe your taste buds and your palate. They only choose what's comfortable. Well, I've had enough. That's all I need to know. There they are, right? There they are. They choose what's familiar, what's safe, what's convenient. Childhood upbringing, maybe family heritage, maybe peer pressure. They all play roles in stifling material, spiritual growth in people. A desire to be accepted. Not get too far out there in the water. These are all Satan's devices. They're opposite of what Jesus wants us to do. You know, Brother Hill, when he was here, quite often on Sunday mornings, he would preach a salvation message. And the reason he did a salvation message quite often on Sunday mornings is because there were new people coming in. Maybe they weren't saved. And they needed to hear that, the milk of the word. But when you go back in the archives and look at the deep Bible studies that he would give, usually reserved for the evenings. Now you're getting into the riches. Then Jesus told Peter, let down your net. You know, you think about Peter and John and those who were there. You know, the fishermen, that was the only tool they had, were nets, and the nets had to be mended from time to time. They had to be cleaned and, you know, and so on. And a lot of times they would work together. You know, they would encircle this area to try and catch fish, and they would share in the bounty. If some of the nets were empty, some were full, they would share in that. And a lot of times it was just for their own food and sustenance, but sometimes they'd give their food away. Sometimes they would take fish and sell it in the marketplace. We must let down our nets. We must let them down in the deep water to capture everything that, you know, those fish just didn't happen to swim by. Jesus commanded those fish into those nets. He commanded them to do it because the night before, how many fish did they catch? None. See, with Jesus, all things are possible. We must prepare our hearts to receive the fullness of his word, which the Holy Spirit directs into our hearts. See, after we're saved, that's one of our doctrines that we hold dear is the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I mean, imagine when you got filled with the Holy Spirit. Wasn't it like going from shades of gray and darkness into just like full color? And the things that you read before, they now took on a completely new depth of meaning? That's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's where the deep waters are. After Simon Peter launched out and let down his nets, that catch was so great. And remember that Jesus was still in that boat. You know, he was still there. That boat was so full of fish that it started to sink. Well, you know, is that boat going to sink with Jesus in it? No. But look at the abundance. They were saying, come, guys, help, help, come bring your boats. There's too much here. You can never exhaust the word of God. Never. Don't be afraid. You know, don't be afraid to launch out, to let down your nets and just take more and more. You know, Brother Hill, I was in his office maybe a couple years before he went home. And he said, son, never stop learning. Never stop learning. How many Bibles did he wear out? I mean, wear out. He never stopped learning. Where just a few hours earlier, Simon and the others had failed, with Jesus Christ, all things are possible. I've got just enough time to finish up. You see, being a Christian isn't just putting a little fish emblem on the back of your car or wearing a little lapel pin or maybe a charm on your bracelet or whatever. You know, if you want to stand on the shore, okay, but that's not what God wants us to do. Being a Christian is living and believing the new life that is in you, in Christ Jesus. All the old things are passed away. I mean, it's not just doing and don'ting and putting on a show. It's allowing Christ to just blow through you. So we can say with the Apostle Paul, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who hath loved me and gave himself for me. For it is no longer I that live, but Christ who liveth in me. You know, I was out in San Diego years ago, and at the harbor there in San Diego, and maybe some places up east in the northeast, you know, you see these beautiful old sailing ships from the 1700s, you know. And they're moored there, they're tied there, and their sails are up, and they're secure right there. But you know, they were never built to just be moored in a harbor. That was never their intention. That was never their purpose. They were designed and built and manned to launch out. To launch out to distant lands, to discover new things, to transport, to trade, to bring back wealth and all these different reasons. And sure, there were perilous seas, you know. But look at what you gain. Look at the wealth in Christ that you gain. We need to launch out into the deep every single day, into the depths of the Word of God, because that's where the great rewards are. That's where the depth of His grace, His great love that we sang about. Let down your net. Where once before you came up empty, maybe caught a few little ones, you know. Catch enough of those, it'll make a meal. But He'll fill your net to the breaking point. And because He's in your boat with you, all is well. There's a song, and I'll just say the refrain to the song. The title of the song is "The Mercy of God is an Ocean Divine." It was written in 1891 by A.B. Simpson. And it says, "The mercy of God is an ocean divine, a boundless and fathomless flood. Launch out into the deep, cut away the shoreline, and be lost in the fullness of God. Launch out into the deep, oh, let the shoreline go. Launch out in the ocean divine, out where the full tides flow." Beautiful song. Maybe we'll sing it someday. If not here, we'll sing it in heaven. God bless you this morning.